AI News by Conjero.
AI infrastructure is being measured differently now. The big shift is from thinking about data storage and compute to thinking about token production. In other words, how much does it cost to generate each useful token at the quality and speed the business actually needs?
That's a big change, so it's not enough to ask how cheap storage is or how many requests a system can serve. The real question becomes whether the stack can turn compute, memory bandwidth, and orchestration into accurate, policy-compliant tokens fast enough to matter.
Exactly. And raw token counts can be misleading. A token that's wrong, slow, unsafe, or incomplete has no real value. So cost per token has to be paired with quality signals like accuracy, groundedness, adherence, and latency.
That also means old infrastructure metrics don't tell the whole story anymore. Flops alone, or generic utilization numbers, can make a system look efficient even if it struggles with long context prompts, tool use, or agent workflows in production.
Right, and the pipeline matters. Token production depends on model weights, memory movement, interconnects, decoding strategy, batching, and serving layer controls. So the economically useful metric is token throughput adjusted for the workload and the quality bar.
Hardware choices follow from that. Memory bandwidth, KV cache handling, batching policies, and low precision support can all change the cost per token. A platform that serves more useful tokens per watt or per GPU hour lowers the real deployment cost.
And the software stack has to get more precise too. Teams need token-level observability, prompt length, generated length, time to first token, retries, cache hit rates, and quality signals. Without that, it's hard to know what's actually efficient.
That's where tools like caching, prompt routing, speculative decoding, and context compression become economic levers. They're not just performance tweaks anymore. They directly affect how much it costs to produce the next useful token.
The business side changes too. Vendors will be judged less on broad benchmark claims and more on how cheaply they can generate useful output at target quality. Pricing and internal planning may shift toward token usage, token tiers, or cost per resolved task.
But there's a warning here. Chasing low token cost too aggressively can backfire. If quality drops and humans have to step in, or compliance gets messy, the cheap token becomes expensive fast. So the best metric is cost per token tied to real outcomes.
AI News by Conjero.